as we continue looking at the history of different hymns tied to Thanksgiving, we come to this one, "We Gather Together." Please listen to these lyrics. "We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastens and hastens his will to make known. The wicked oppressing now cease from distressing. Sing praises to his name. He forgets not his own." You know, in many American hymnals, "We Gather Together" appears as a Thanksgiving hymn, and perhaps this is because of the opening line and the general idea that God is with us regardless of our circumstances. However, the hymn speaks more about God's providence through the trials of life. The story behind this hymn clarifies its text. This hymn is a late 16th century expression of celebration of freedom by the Netherlands from Spanish oppression. Like many older hymns, it finds its way to us through a circuitous route. Although listed as an anonymous hymn, some sources indicate that Adrianus Valerius, 1575 to 1625, known for his poems on the Dutch War of Independence from the perspective of a peasant, authored the original text in Dutch. Since making a living as a poet was not possible, Valerius had a prosperous career as the toll and customs controller for Veer, eventually being promoted to tax collections and finally appointed to the city council. This hymn was first published in a collection by Valerius in Haarlem, focusing on folk poems and melodies on the Dutch Wars, 1555 to 1625. Valerius collected and arranged the songs for this publication for 30 years until his death in 1625. This collection is not as important for its poetry as it is for understanding the Protestant attitudes of the day. The work's significance was exemplified by its adoption in Zealand as part of the religious education curriculum in homes and in the church. The story extends to the United States through Theodore Baker, this New York-born musicologist who studied in Leipzig and authored the famous Biographical Dictionary of Music and Musicians. Baker translated the hymn from German for an anthem entitled Prayer for Thanksgiving, published in 1894. Baker is the source of the hymn's traditional Thanksgiving connection in the United States. The Dutch, long a stronghold for the Reformed theology of John Calvin, were in a struggle against Spain for their political independence and against the Catholic Church for religious freedom. A 12-year truce was established in 1609, giving young Prince Frederick Henry a chance to mature into an able politician and soldier. During this time, the Dutch East India Company extended its trade beyond that of the English. The high period of Dutch art flourished with Hals, Vermeer, and Rembrandt. Under the guidance of Prince Frederick Henry's leadership, Spain's efforts to regain supremacy on land and sea were finally overcome in 1648. There was indeed much for which to be thankful. Some of the political overtones in this hymn, faithfully translated by Baker, are apparent. Hymnologist Albert Bailey suggests that the phrase, "the wicked oppressing now cease from distressing," is an allusion to the persecution of the Catholic Church under the policies of Spain. Thousands had been massacred and hundreds of homes burned by the Spanish in 1576 during the Siege of Antwerp. In stanza 2, the writer states, "So from the fight we were winning," stressing that Protestants had always been assured of winning the cause. The truce of 1609 proved that the Lord was at our side. The final stanza is a series of petitions. "Pray that thou still our defender will be. Let thy congregation escape tribulation. Thy name be ever praised. O Lord, make us free." That's an eschatological stanza. The ultimate battle has not been won and will not be won until all battles cease. The hymn gained recognition in the United States when it found its way into the hymnal of the Methodist Episcopal Church in 1935. The popularity increased during World War II when singers connected the wicked oppressing to Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan. More recently, the We Gather Together was featured at the funeral mass for Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis in 1994. Please take a listen to We Gather Together, done by the group GLAAD.
Blessed Heavenly Father, humble thanks we raise. Your strong arm will guide us now through all our days.
We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. And hastens his will to make known. The wicked oppressing now cease from distressing.